616-3100.
Wednesday afternoon and the present truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Boy, do we have things to cover today. Again. You know, I've been thinking about some of our old friends. Henry Kissinger. I decided to begin the program this way. He's a war criminal. Wanted on different countries for his crimes against the people of these nations. There has not been any justice with Henry. But I want you to know, there will be justice. And like a pastor years ago when I was a young man, my pastor said that God has a tool that he uses on every human being, whether they are good or evil, called death. And that tool has always been God's weapon of choice. It appears as if many people throughout time escape judgment, punishment, though they have brought hardship, death, misery upon people in their world. But eventually, there is death. And Henry Kissinger is not going to escape the final judgment of God. Not just physical death, but eternal perdition. And then you have the time is coming for also George Soros. Regardless of how much money, power George Soros has, death is coming. And his son. Same with Nancy Pelosi. All these God-haters in America, the people-haters of this country, Maxine Waters, eventually death will come to them. They can't escape it. And God will use death as a punishment. Now, the scripture is very clear that there is an eternal death as well as a death of the physical body. And God makes it clear in the scriptures that eternal death is forever. And there are many, numerous scriptures that talk about what happens to people who refuse to acknowledge God in their lifetime and what happens to them in the hot by and by. So, with all of the evil that we've been witnessing for the last 2 years, with the matter of the corporations that are creating these viruses, and now the vaccines in the labs, the people that work for these pharmaceutical companies, there will be a day where there's going to be justice with all of them. And I say that justice will come at the most within a decade, just a little under a decade, because I believe that according to the way I view the scripture, all of the signs of the end of the world we're witnessing presently, all of the signs, not just a few, but the signs that Jesus Christ is going to return again, because he has to. because if he doesn't return, no flesh is going to be saved. Animals, the creatures, the environment, the oceans, the skies, the land masses, the beasts of the field, mankind in general. And Christ said that if he didn't return, no flesh would be saved. Another sign of the time that we live in is deception. Great deception internationally in the countries of the world, the great deceptions. So I wanted to begin just by stating that these men and these people, like Bill Gates, the time will come. He will not escape death. There'll come a time when Anthony Fauci, I know that it may be a short time off, but eventually it will come. There's a thought in the Psalms with King David. King David said that there will come a time when the wicked, when they will get caught in the trap that they lay for mankind. They'll get caught in their own trap. And he says that once they get caught in that trap and their destruction comes, he said something very interesting. He used this one word, higayon, and it's only used one time in the Bible. And that word has a meaning, a unique meaning, that when the judgment of the wicked comes, that the people who witness that judgment of these wicked people, that they are to actually rejoice. They are openly to be excited, happy, and they are to sing. Now, in the Bible concerning Antichrist, when Antichrist's destruction comes, it says that the whole earth will break out into rejoicing and singing, because this person that will destroy the nations of the world himself is going to be taken alive and thrown into the lake of fire with the false prophet. And the nations at that time, it says, the whole world breaks out into joyous singing. So when the destruction of the wicked comes, remember that word, higayon, because it's only mentioned one time in the Bible. And the time for many of these people and their judgment is getting close. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Steve Pardue, Ramsey Auto Group. My partner Mike Ramsey and I, we're at 6310 West 10th Street, Greeley, Colorado. RamseyAG.com, 970-443-5654. We are the working man's friend. We're a Christian-based company, and we believe in taking care of our customers even more than selling the vehicle. Come see us anytime. We specialize in large trucks and SUVs, and we do recondition our cars to a fault. 970-443-5654, RamseyAG.com, Ramsey Auto Group.
When dealing with a worldwide pandemic, remember to avoid, distance, and alienate yourself from friends, family, and neighbors. That way, when the crisis is over, no one will ask you to help them move, to borrow money, or bother you for a cup of sugar ever again. After all, who needs community anyway? This has been a public service announcement. Have a lonely, I mean lovely day.
Tyler here at Hornback Landscaping and Junk Removal LLC. We take care of all of your landscaping needs. New landscape and hardscape install, maintenance, snow removal, fall and spring cleanup. We also do junk and trash haul away as well. We are your one-stop shop for anything outdoors. We pride ourselves in quality from start to finish. That means communication, customer service, and final product. We want you to take as much pride in your yard as we do in our work. Come check us out at hornbacklandscaping.com. You can also contact us at 970-966-5665 or at hornbacklandscaping@gmail.com. Thank you.
The P.E. Gun Show, January 22nd and 23rd, will be located at 1840 Greeley Mall, Greeley, Colorado. This show features two firearm giveaways, one on Saturday and one on Sunday. Guns, ammo, knives, military surplus, self-defense products, and much more. Buy, sell, or trade, and $50 CCW classes on both days. See PEShows.com to register. That's PEShows.com. See you at the show.
Okay, Monday through Thursday, from 2 to 3, the present truth, I'll be here to present the up-to-date latest news. We've been, in the last couple of weeks, I've been focused on America, the push to involve Russia in conflict, in the Ukraine, and the media lies that the Russians are building up the troops along the Ukrainian border and getting ready to invade the Ukraine. Well, finally, the truth is coming out. The truth finally has to come out. And out of today's whatdoesitmean.com, Secretary Anthony Blinken declared yesterday that the United States is going to refuse all security concessions proposed by Russia. And in response, Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, he stated, Moscow is not going to sit by idly and will take necessary measures if our security proposals are rejected, which Blinken is rejecting. And then Lavrov continued to say, profound exchanges are taking place in the international arena, and changes are not entirely positive, to put it mildly. The whole system is in disarray. Now he's talking about NATO and the NATO nations surrounding Russia. So then the one of the members, Nikolai Zurevlov of the Federation Council, he stated, if Russia, what happened is the Biden administration, they decided to cut Russia off from their SWIFT, the international banking system. And I mentioned this yesterday. Well, then this Zurevlov stated that if Russia is disconnected from SWIFT, then we will not receive foreign currency, but buyers, European countries, in the first place, will not receive our goods, our oil, our gas, our metals, or other important components of their imports. So if they cut Russia off from the SWIFT network, then Russia is going to refuse to send gas, oil, you need whatever's needed in Europe. And the European Union also today stated that they rely on Russia for almost two-thirds of the crude oil, 41% of natural gas supplies, 47% of its coal. And if Russia is cut off, it would plunge these nations into cold and darkness while collapsing their economies. And likewise, it would collapse the economy of the Ukraine, whose main source of revenue is Russia gas that is transported through the Ukraine. You cut off gas and oil going through Ukraine, they have no tax dollars. They're dependent upon Russian gas and oil going to Europe. So all of a sudden, you're starting to see the truth. Then yesterday, the New York Times, they published their lie, stating that Russia is stepping up propaganda war amid tensions with the Ukraine. And they said that the American intelligence officials said that Russia had produced a steady stream of disinformation about the Ukraine since 2014. Now, I talked about what happened in 2014, how the Obama administration basically went into the Ukraine and removed the president of the Ukraine at that time and made the Ukraine a puppet of America. Well, this was something that was written at that time in 2014, which I think is very important. To understand the policy of the United States right now toward Russia has not changed since 2014. It is the exact same plan that was put in place by the Obama administration that is presently still the plan of Biden administration. It is still Obama's plan to overthrow Russia. Now, this is out of countercurrents.org. The head of Stratfor was a private CIA. It is actually the group of people that direct the CIA in all of their operations, Stratfor Group. December 19th, 2014, in the Russian magazine Kommersant, George Friedman, who's the founder and CEO of Stratfor, the shadow CIA firm, said the overthrow of Ukraine's President Viktor Yanukovych that occurred in February of 2014 was really the most blatant coup in history. He stated that this statement contradicts the description of what it asserted by the U.S. White House, which stated something differently, and that the European Union and the Western press, which description is that Yanukovych's overthrow was instead just the result of the U.S. government's $5-plus billion expense since 1991 to establish democracy in the Ukraine. No, this wasn't to establish democracy. This was to overthrow the Ukrainian government to force Russia into conflict. The Friedman stated that the Russian authorities cannot tolerate a situation in which Western armed forces will be in the Ukraine 100 kilometers from Kursk, Russia. The United States considers the most dangerous potential alliance to be between Russia and Germany. Now I'm going to stop right here. America cannot allow Russia and Germany to work together. I had stated this in previous programs. They can't allow it because Germany has the technology, Russia has the manpower and the resources. And if you allow Germany and Russia to work together, these two nations will become in themselves a hegemonic group of powerful, a dual power. And America is threatened by that. England and Russia could work together, but it would not have the same significance as Germany and Russia, because Germany, they're pretty much still, even though the Germany reunited as a nation, what was it, back in the 70s, late 70s? Even though they reunited, they're still, to a great degree, along the communist thought process of Russia to the present. So America can't allow that. Russia is a threat to the United States, Friedman said. No American president can afford to sit idly by if Russia becomes more and more influential. This interferes with America's hegemony, world hegemony. The bottom line is, he continues, is that the strategic interests of the United States are to prevent Russia from becoming a hegemon. Russia becoming a hegemon. The strategic interests of Russia are different. They are not to allow the United States. They're not going to allow the United States close to its borders. He avoided Friedman avoids mentioning the United States as possibly being a hegemon itself, one which is trying along with other nation NATO allies to crush Russia for its resisting American hegemony, that is, global dominance by American aristocracy. And that is really the best way to explain American hegemony, American aristocracy. That is it in a nutshell. Revelation chapter 17, Babylon the Great, American aristocracy. Now, Obama, he addressed the military in 2014. I read this, I'm going to read it again. He stated, quote, "Russia's aggression towards former Soviet states unnerves capitals in Europe, while China's economic rise and military reach worries its neighbors. From Brazil to India, rising middle classes compete with us, with the United States. The United States is and remains the one indispensable nation. That has been true for the century past." Somehow, a side note, somebody in the White House didn't even know the difference between past and past. Oh, yeah, forget about that. So anyhow, he goes on to say, "The U.S. president was telling West Point's graduating cadets that the United States is the only hegemon and will stay that way for at least 100 years. This was their marching orders from the U.S. president himself, their own commander-in-chief, representing America's aristocracy." Again, going back to American aristocracy. Now, in 1988 or 89, at that juncture in American history, John D. Rockefeller took over New York City. He became the most powerful person in New York City, and he actually began controlling the city of New York. That's how powerful that man was. American aristocracy. And then from that point forward, with Rockefeller, Morgan, Carnegie, all these men at that time, railroad magnates, these people that owned the oil and the railroads and the newspapers, Hearst, all these people, from that point on, they began to own the United States of America as a nation. America is controlled, has been controlled, will continue to be controlled by the aristocracy. That's the best way I can phrase it. That's the best way to understand it. Yes, it is. We have a Senate, we have a president, we have all these only essential aspects of government for the aristocracy. But the aristocracy controls it, directs it, period. Revelation chapter 17, that is talking about this great whore, this great woman, this great power at the end of the world that is ruled by a group of very powerful people who own the corporations. And the corporations and the foundations is what gives them freedom to do whatever they want to do and escape any type of punishment by the federal government or by any government or by any law enforcement agency. You can't use the law enforcement agencies against them. It's not going to happen. So we're going to continue with this in just a second. Then we're going to go on into something that is going to talk about future war with Damascus, the city of Damascus. We'll be back in a few minutes. Rick Rodriguez, the present truth. We'll be right back. 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
Hey.
Yes, you.
Be sure to listen to Faking the Truth, where Jason and Brian will bring you social media level fakeness Monday through Thursdays at 3 p.m. right here on KHNC 1360 AM and 1360KHNC.com.
Power surges and lightning bolts can cause damage to your electronic devices. A EMP attack can fry everything, leaving everyone looking like the Flintstones. But don't let that happen. Go to EMPShield.com and enter KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield can keep you secure and running when no one else can. American-made electronic protection. Again, put KHNC in the promo box. EMPShield.com.
Reasons to own gold. Reason number one.
Culturally, the golden rule is treating others as you want to be treated. But financially, the golden rule is those that have the gold make the rules. When you retire, make sure you can write your rules. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592 or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont, or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners, family-owned and operated since 1970. We use the latest non-toxic green cleaning systems and state-of-the-art tensioning units to assure a quality and consistent finish. Located in Severance and Fort Collins, from wedding gowns to sleeping bags, we do it all. For info and directions, call us at 970-775-0623. Again, 970-775-0623.
Learn how public bail bonds policy affects crime and get all of your bail bonds questions answered by tuning in or calling in to Bail Talk Sundays from 1 to 3 right here on the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC.
So, coming to you with the black and the white, so now we know that there's the largest private intelligence service in the world. It's called STRATFOR, S-T-R-A-T-F-O-R, which is also known as the Shadow CIA. It is the Shadow CIA that put Joe Biden in power. And there was this Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. Concerning the Ukraine in 2014, he said, Russia did not invade the Ukraine in 2014. Washington did when the United States overthrew the democratically elected government and put in its place a U.S. puppet state hostile to Russia. One of the main goals of the Washington coup in the Ukraine was to deprive Russia of her Black Sea naval base. Now, President Zoran Milanovic, he's a NATO member of Croatia, he stated, and he just addressed his whole nation here within the last 48 hours in an honest televised address. He stated truthfully, telling his audience that the democratically elected government of Ukraine was overthrown in a coup in 2014, also saw him stating that the Ukraine is still one of the most corrupt countries in the world, stagnating economically. Also, he stated, the ongoing crisis has nothing to do with Ukraine or Russia. It is connected with the dynamics of the United States internal policy led by President Joe Biden and his administration. Then he stated to the people of Croatia, we will have nothing to do with it. We won't have anything to do with it. I guarantee you that. Not only will we not send the military, but if there's any escalation, we will recall every last Croatian military man from NATO. This has nothing to do with Ukraine or Russia. It has to do with the dynamics of the American domestic policies. Quote, this is just in the last 48 hours. So we're getting to see now the truth. And I like I said, mentioned yesterday, I listened to some of these other talk shows in the area, and all of them are talking about Russia's invading the Ukraine. But here in the black and the white from today's whatdoesitmean.com, you're getting the truth from these people in Croatia and elsewhere telling the truth about America's, once again, coup to demonize Russia and to get the people of the world to believe that Russia is getting ready to invade the Ukraine and that the United States has to send troops into that area along with military weapons to protect the Ukraine. Well, the black and the white. This is one thing that the mainstream media doesn't want you to know. Excuse me, they don't want you to know the truth. So, then you have a European Union Foreign Affairs, Joseph Borrell. He stated, when he asked about the fairy tale Russian invasion of Ukraine, he stated this week, certainly no, I do not think there is anything new that can increase the feelings of fear about an immediate attack. No, Russia is not going to attack. Excuse me, Russia is not going to attack the Ukraine. And then the top French president candidate, Eric Zemmour, stated this week, the United States is trying to divide Russia from France and Germany, and every time they get closer to each other, the Americans find ways to divide them. So, the European leaders are now requesting that the Ukraine goes back to the negotiating table today, not tomorrow, not next week, today. So, this is the truth about what's happening over there. Now, if I have enough time, now we're going to talk about a prophecy in the book of Isaiah, chapter 17, concerning the city of Damascus, one of the oldest cities in the Bible, and one of the oldest cities known. The city of Damascus in Syria. Isaiah 17 stated that there would come a time, pardon me, there would come a time when Damascus would be destroyed as a city. One of the oldest cities, it would be destroyed forever. Not occupied by anybody. Shepherds, these goat herders that still to this day have their flocks in the vicinity of Damascus and the outlying areas. It says that eventually Damascus will only be used for herds and flocks. It will no longer be a center of any type of commerce. It's going to be completely destroyed. It won't be a center city, nation, or a center city of Syria. They won't conduct any more conferences of any kind. There won't be any dialogue with Hamas, Hezbollah, with any of the nations. It will be done. It will be finished. It will be over. Well, it just so happens that things are starting to heat up in Syria once again. During the Obama administration, Obama had plans, repeated plans, to move into Syria, cause conflict in Syria, and to move American troops into Syria to occupy Syria. Russia got in the way. Russia resisted the Obama administration objectives daily so that it did not come to pass. So here's what happens just in the last 48 hours. Syria has joined the Chinese global trade bloc Belt and Road Project here in the last 2 weeks. Whoopsie daisy, here we go. China moving further west, now into Syria. This is significant. Why? Because just a little bit south of Syria, along this old Silk Road, which is the new Belt Road, just a little bit south is a valley called Megiddo, which we know as the Valley of Armageddon. Whoops! Here we are. We're watching Bible prophecy taking place. I want to finish with this in a little bit, so hold on. Megiddo, just down the road. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Vince Rivera with Serenity Painting. What's up, guys? Vincent is a veteran, a friend of mine, a Christian, and a great guy who implements customer service and integrity into every job that he does. If you're looking for a painter that doesn't cut corners, that actually shows up when he says he's going to show up, does what he says he's going to do, look no further than Serenity Painting and Decorating. GotsPainter28@gmail.com. 970-978-9565. Check out our customer reviews, Serenity Painting.
With costs of everything skyrocketing, including the cost of homes, cars, and education, making the need for more life insurance a necessity. Whether you're looking to purchase for the first time or you simply need to add to what you already have, I can help you. I'm Joey Jaquint with Northwestern Mutual, and we offer the best insurance plans in the country. U.S. News and World Reports just ranked us the best insurance company in the United States in 2022. From low-cost term insurance for those just starting out, that started on $25 per month, to our popular blended insurance that will actually pay you money at the end of the policy. You heard me right, an insurance policy that will actually pay you out if you don't use it. Why us? Because Northwestern Mutual is the best. We have plans where if you are just starting out, you can go with one of our low-cost term plans, and as you grow financially, we can switch you into a blended plan 5 or 10 years down the road as well to increase amounts and keep up with inflation. To find out more, call me, Joey Jaquin, at 602-909-9048.
The beetles are flying, the pine trees around Greeley are dying, and so's the dollar. The ash borers are all over Johnstown Millican, and we can only help your trees if we catch them in the first year. If the branch over the house or drive is on pre-SHF list, call Affordable Tree Service North, LLC at 568-6898. We're licensed and insured. We accept all payment forms and honor a 10% military senior discount. That's 568-6898.
Okay, dropping my pens here. Couldn't catch it. It hit the floor before I could reach down to get it. Anyhow, okay, so Syria joined the Chinese global trade bloc Belt and Road Project this past fortnight. Then the Chinese sent over 4,000 tons of rice to Syria as humanitarian aid. Well, immediately, the Biden administration retaliated by launching U.S. airstrikes on a university in Syria. The airstrike ignited a mass ISIS prison breakout whose death toll now stands at over 120 people. And it saw American troops furiously battling against ISIS forces in Syria. So conflict is coming to Syria. Like I had mentioned a few days ago, eventually the Hezbollah, Hamas, ISIS, ISIL, whatever you want to call them, they have different names, there's going to be conflict. The leftist New York Times stated, ISIS is not over. Attacks in Syria and Iraq made that clear, that the militants have lost neither their will to fight nor their ability to fight. So, then in Russia, remember, there are many Russian Orthodox Christians in Syria still. It's quite a group of Orthodox people still residing there. So the Russian Federation declared a holy war in their 24th January meeting, which was yesterday, and it noted that massive Russian military buildup of warships and thousands of Marine infantry forces and their armored equipment are now in the Mediterranean Sea off the coast of Syria. It's a Russian military buildup in the Mediterranean Sea, which this administration in America responded to yesterday by placing 8,500 American troops on combat alert, claiming that they have to do something to stop Russia from invading the Ukraine. This matter of America's propaganda war against Russia in this matter of Russia occupying the Ukraine just doesn't stop. You continue to tell that lie hoping somebody's going to believe it. It has nothing to do with the Ukraine. So Putin, again, countered this lie of America's by placing the entire Caspian Flotilla Marine Corps. They went on combat alert, and they are heading toward the southern military district, which borders the Middle East, and they have Syria in their zone of responsibility, not the Ukraine. So then, there was a brief out of the UN, which stated that don't pretend to care about the Syrians held against their will by former Nusra Front terrorist groups, which is outlawed in Russia. Terrorists in Idlib as a humanitarian shield. The U.S. diplomacy uses the taxpayer money to effectively support these militias. At the same time, the United States spares no effort to rebrand the Idlib cutthroats and present them as an alternative to the government in Damascus. Here we are, going back to Damascus. By reinforcing the terrorist position, Washington shoots itself in the foot while stating that its commitment to the territorial integrity of the Syrian Arab Republic, which now we're seeing is not true. Okay, then there's a reconciliation center in Syria stated that the situation in northeastern Syria is deteriorating. Armed clashes with militants of Arab tribal units and Islamic State outlawed by Russia's terrorists who have escaped from the prisons continue in Kurdish-controlled quarters of the city of Al-Hashadak. U.S. servicemen are now taking part in the operations. Now, this is very interesting what I'm going to read here. Now, apologize. President Putin signed a decree today authorizing the elimination of United States Army General Stephen Townsend, the commander of the United States African Command, AFRICOM, overseeing combat operations in Syria. So authorize the elimination. What does this mean, authorizing the elimination of General Stephen Townsend? A decree whose contents are often too highly classified to be discussed openly. But the exact Russian word that is being referred to is along this line of thinking. It could mean anything from outright assassination of Stephen Townsend to making odds even or to eliminate the differences. For the past historical content about General Townsend, he nearly caused World War III to break out when he ordered the mass killing of up to 200 Russian contractors in Syria, about which it is documented. I remember hearing about this. I'm trying to remember, it was a couple years ago. This man was responsible for the deaths of these commanders in Syria. Russia didn't take that lightly. They haven't forgotten. Are they going to assassinate this general? We'll be back.
1360KHMC.com has CBD products. Click on the shop button and get yours today.
Just go to 1360KHNC.com/shop. The CBD on our website is 99% pure, all natural, no pesticides, non-GMO, is grown organically right here in Colorado, and is 100% THC free. Oh, and did you know ours is the lowest priced CBD anywhere in northern Colorado? For all your CBD needs, just log on to 1360KHNC.com/shop.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Hi, this is Steve Pardue, Ramsey Auto Group. My partner Mike Ramsey and I, we're at 6310 West 10th Street, Greeley, Colorado. RamseyAG.com, 970-443-5654. We are the working man's friend. We are a Christian-based company, and we believe in taking care of our customers even more than selling a vehicle. Come see us anytime. We specialize in large trucks and SUVs, and we do recondition our cars to a fault. 970-443-5654, RamseyAG.com, Ramsey Auto Group.
Song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some.
Now this discussion on this General Townsend is very important. So he nearly caused World War III to break out when he ordered the mass killing of up to 200 Russian contractors in Syria, and it was documented. The same rogue The same rogue Pentagon General, Stephen J. Townsend, currently the commander of U.S. AFRICOM, and then the commander of Combined Joint Task Force, Operation Inherent Resolve, was responsible for leading the war against the Islamic State in Syria and Iraq, was responsible for another reckless confrontation a year later that brought two global powers engaged in the Syrian conflict almost to the brink of full-scale war. Now this man, if I'm correct, is a Obama appointee, and he is carrying out Obama's objectives still to this day, I believe. So also, General Townsend was exampled by someone in the Biden administration that leaked an article to the New York Times, a top secret document, stating that there was a dam in Syria that was on a no-strike list. The U.S. bombed it anyway, wherein it horrifyingly reveals General Townsend went rogue and ordered the bombing of the dam in Syria that, if it was successful, would have killed over 10,000 innocent Syrian men, women, and children in their sleep. The dam that was on the U.S. military's no-strike list to protect civilian sites. When Russia presented the evidence of the grave crime against humanity, General Townsend called it crazy reporting. Within hours of his top-secret information being leaked and published to expose the crimes against humanity committed by General Townsend, it saw the leader, the Biden administration, immediately ordering the immediate deployment of a U.S. Navy carrier task force to the Mediterranean Sea and placing it under the command of NATO, not General Townsend. A rapid and sudden war deployment quickly joined by Russian and Syrian fighters flying unprecedented joint patrols along Syrian borders with Israel. So, immediately, Russian and Syrian fighters with joint patrols. This is what is happening along Syrian's border. Why? Because they're going to stop this General Townsend. This man is out of control. So, this is what's happening presently in the area north of Damascus for sure. But here to have China work out an agreement with Syria to continue the Belt Road Initiative into that area of the Middle East, very significant. And Russia, America, the European nations, they are, in a sense, very concerned that China is moving into that area. China doesn't stop. China is relentless. She'll continue to move into the Middle East, as we'll see. Well, that's it for today. I'll join you tomorrow. Present Truth, 2 to 3, Rick Rodriguez, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts. Talk to you tomorrow. Join me Sunday, 9 to 12.
Does EnviroShapes Concrete do driveways?
We do it!
Does EnviroShapes Concrete do patios?
We do it!
Does EnviroShapes Concrete do sidewalks?
We do it!
Get a hold of EnviroShapes Concrete at 303-775-7926 or EnviroShapes@gmail.com.
Call the Glass Doctor of Greeley. Foggy window panes, cracked or chipped windshields, glass shower installations. We do it good. Heavy equipment glass, home, business, or auto glass repair or replace. We do it real good. Call Glass Doctor of Greeley. Do it good.
Stupid robot! That cracks you up. Call the Glass Doctor of Greeley. 970-616-3100. That's 970-616-3100.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland.